NBC News Radio, I'm Dina Kodiak. Things are going pretty smoothly overall as millions of Americans make their way back home after Thanksgiving. There are no reports of major delays or flight cancellations at the nation's airports. And Scott Carr takes a look at the numbers.
Today's expected to be the busiest air travel day of the holiday week. The TSA says it expects to screen about 2.4 million passengers just today, wrapping up a week that has seen the number of travelers bounce back to pre-pandemic levels.
AAA expects highways to be congested with over 53 million people heading home after the holiday. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to 8 countries in Africa. The State Department issued do not travel warnings because of the new COVID-19 variant. The move comes after the White House announced new travel restrictions will take effect Monday. The list of countries include South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Mozambique, Malawi, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Botswana. The CDC previously issued level 4 very high travel advisories to these nations. Senator Amy Klobuchar is confident that the Build Back Better bill will pass by the end of the year. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Minnesota Democrat said the legislation would be passed by the new year, even if there's some pushback from the GOP.
You know, if the Republicans want to scrooge out on us and increase people's interest rates and make it hard to make car payments, go ahead, make that case. We're going to stop them from doing that.
Klobuchar laid out a political mini-series of tasks that need to be tackled, such as passing a defense bill, deciding what to do about the debt ceiling, signing the Freedom to Vote Act into law, and finally addressing the Build Back Better bill. Klobuchar said the bill addresses the need for more affordable child care, lowering the prices of prescription drugs, and immigration reform. The city of Waukesha, Wisconsin will be holding observances today in honor of last week's parade attack victims. City council members will hold a moment of silence at 4:39 in the afternoon local time. The time represents the moment when a driver used his vehicle to plow through participants in a Christmas parade last Sunday, killing 6 people. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.